Who had access to those documents in both locations? Did the intelligence community just rely on her just to kind of give Trump Biden a pass? And of course, you know, Congress isn't doing much with Joe Biden. You know, there's a congressional impeachment investigation that continues. I've been warning you that they're setting the stage for shelving impeachment entirely. They'll probably have referrals, which won't go anywhere. But they won't vote on impeachment for Biden. I'm convinced that's the plan. And so it's up to Judicial Watch, again, to come in and save the day. Well, maybe not literally save the day, but at least do some of the basic heavy lifting that Congress refuses to do and show leadership on these issues. We just filed a lawsuit against the intelligence chief for Joe Biden, the Director of Office of National Intelligence, for a damage assessment related to the removal of classified materials by Joe Biden. Now, I think as Vice President, Joe Biden had the right to have classified materials. He could take them with him under the law. But that's not the rules the Justice Department are pretending to follow with Trump. He wasn't supposed to have them, right? These are the new rules. And when classified information is taken away from their place where they're supposed to be secure, mishandled, the agencies responsible can and should do what they call a damage assessment to see if there was, quote, any spillage of classified information, there's been any damage to national security because the classified information may have been mishandled. And the special counsel who gave Biden a get-out-of-jail-free card, reported the documents were found at Biden's home in Delaware and at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C. Who had access to those documents in both locations? Did the intelligence community just rely on her just to kind of give Trump Biden a pass? Or did they do a damage assessment? I understand one was done for the Trump stuff. I think one was done. At least I have it in my head. But you can look it up and see if I'm right. Either way, they're stonewalling our request for the information. Was one done? Give it to us. Our request was for damage assessments and equity reviews performed by the Office of Director of National Intelligence related to the materials improperly removed by Biden. As I say in our lawsuit press release, the public deserves to know what the Intelligence Director's Office concluded about Joe Biden's unlawful mishandling of highly classified documents. Now, you may recall Herr gave Biden a pass using the excuse that Biden's memory was awful and no jury would convict him. Yet he's still allowed to remain as president? I still don't understand how that works. If Garland believes that Biden's memory is fine, then he should reject Herr's conclusion and prosecute Biden, right? Because presidents no longer have immunity under the new rules. Because there's a big fight next week in the Supreme Court whether former President Trump had immunity for acts he engaged in officially as president of the United States. Could he be prosecuted after he leaves office? If the new rules are changed to upend our constitutional system and make him subject to prosecution after he leaves office, by what rule would he, as current president, not be subject to prosecution while in office? So the cover-up continues to protect Joe Biden while the same agencies abuse, harass, and try to jail Trump on exactly the same type of crime. And again, it's Judicial Watch that comes in. And where's Congress on this? Herr testified, then they move on. We also have a lawsuit, by the way, related to her. You know, he testified, I mean, I shouldn't say testified, he was interviewed, Joe Biden was interviewed by the special counsel, and the transcript was released. We sued for the transcript, they released it shortly after we sued. But are there audio? We think there are audio and video recordings of the interview of Joe Biden. It's a big controversy about what Joe Biden was saying and what his demeanor was and his memory and all of that and her conclusions about that interview. So the audio and or video would provide us great insight there. Why are they stonewalling us? We're in court now. They're stonewalling us. We may have more information at the end of the month, but it looks like they're engaging in, DOJ's engaging in games to try to stall the resolution of this lawsuit one way or the other. But right now they're hiding what looks to be at least audio recordings and perhaps video recordings. It's not clear whether there are video recordings or not. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.